In this episode, I talk about how I got the opportunity to shoot from Princess Nokia at the festival Lollapalooza last year, and how meeting people in the most unconventional and random ways and just finding ways to connect with them can lead you to the most awesome opportunities. I really hope you enjoy this podcast, and I really hope you get something from it. Hey, podcast. So thankful that you're here for this episode. I had a great weekend. This weekend has been really great. I got a little bit of work done and I saw some friends and kind of hung out and talked about stuff and just, you know, very often I just like stop and start to appreciate whatever I have going on in my life. And just, you know, we can easily get into the details of overthinking about the details and like, oh, I don't have this and I don't have that. But I think it's really important that we stop from time to time and like really appreciate what we really have. And it kind of clicks, you know, so you like I'm doing things, I'm hanging out with people, and next thing I'm home and I stop for a moment and I think to myself, wow, that was, you know, it was such a simple experience just to hang out with a bunch of cool people. And almost like I start to even question myself, like, did that come by an accident? Like, did that all happen by an accident? And I don't really know if it happened by accident or not. And a part of my brain says not really. Like, a part of my brain says that you do attract all of this in your life. And, you know, I don't want to speak from a place that I know everything and I'm the all-knowing. So that's the reason why I'm saying that I don't really know, like, what's the reason for things falling into place, like the pieces of the puzzle falling into place for, you know, a part of my life. And, you know, at the same time, there's not, you know, there's a lot of things that are happening that are not planned, you know. For example, I think the current apartment that I'm living in right now, this just like, it's a real thing that I'm having right now in my life. It's like a real problem that I have to deal with. The apartment that I have right now, I think, so basically we live five people in my apartment, but I think we might be all getting kicked out, and so I have to find another apartment, and so that's like, it's just like another problem to be dealing with, in another like house, another situation. And, you know, at times we think like, fuck, so many problems, man, like all the time, and like life is so exhausting and so tiring, especially when you're an adult and a grown up and you have to deal with so much shit. But I think the best perspective and the best mindset to have in a situation like that is just definitely like, there's something to be learned here. Like, life is throwing us like a little challenge, and when we overcome it, we get better and stronger, and we just get through the survival. And then after that, we're familiar with the problem solving a little bit better. That's not the reason why I'm making this podcast today. The reason why I'm making this podcast is because I'm like, I'm super thankful for the people that I have around me. And I just wanted to mention, like, yesterday I was hanging out with my friend Karam and his girlfriend Elena, and we were just talking about, you know, life and about, you know, how we've been approaching things and what we're currently doing and kind of like maybe where we want to see ourselves. And I was talking about the story of how I met, of how I got the opportunity to do a shooting at the festival Lollapalooza last year. And I thought I'd tell that story because it's actually a very interesting, like, random connection that I made that got me a gig at Lollapalooza to shoot for Princess Nokia. And it was, you know, even when I got the gig, it was very unexpected. So let me go from the beginning. So back in 2017, when I moved to Berlin, I was working at a Segway company for tours around the city. And so we would stay at one of the most famous landmarks/sightseeings here in Berlin, which is called the Brandenburg Gate, the Brandenburger Tor. And we would stay there with our Segways and just kind of like see cool people and give them out flyers and stuff like that. And one day, one cold day in that winter of 2017, this one guy just randomly approaches me and is like, "Hey, can you take our photo of us?" You know, there were just some kids that they were like on a little school trip or something. And I was like, sure, why not? Like, I know how to use cameras, of course, like, it's my pleasure. And it was like one of those Canon, I think 70Ds or 80Ds. It's a camera that I actually used to have as well. And I was just so stoked, like, yeah, let's get a photo and stuff. Like, let's get a photo of you guys. It was just a good vibe. And yeah, we started talking about photography and stuff, and he told me that he started doing photography, got really into it, and I was stoked. You know, I'm stoked with anyone to talk about photography. I would say that not everyone is on the same level. Like, for example, there's certain things like maybe bouldering or skateboarding that you can like instantly connect with. Photography, it's very, very broad, and there's so many people doing photography nowadays that it can be sometimes challenging or a little bit difficult or a little bit different to connect and resonate on the same level. But it's not impossible. You're all doing photography. And so I ended up just talking to him about photography and about, you know, what he's doing right now and what I'm doing right now. And just like, I was working at a Segway company, just giving tours, but, you know, side hustling and doing my photography and filmmaking on the side. And I started following him on Instagram and all the stuff he posts. I think at the time he was posting portraits and stuff. And I'm even trying to like remember the full story as I'm going into it right now, because I don't think I've ever went into the story into details explaining it to anyone, but it's the podcast, so y'all are premium users, you know what I'm saying? yeah, he was just doing portraits and stuff like that, and I remember him just following him because he was just a cool guy. Like we've talked about we met in a random situation, and we were both doing photography and kind of like similar stuff. And so I ended up following him, and I think we definitely kept in touch and talking about like just different things over time. We just kept in touch, and he started doing a little bit of like music events and stuff. And to be honest, I didn't even ask him that many questions. I was just like, I was so pumped for the work that he was putting out, just for the hustle, because he was like putting out content all the time on Instagram, and it was so dope to see someone grow at the same time. You know, like I was growing, and then I was seeing him growing and everything. And then at one point, I just like started seeing crazy, crazy artists like ASAP Rocky and Lil Xan and Anderson .Paak. I just seen all these artists. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what is happening? I was like freaking out, but I was so happy for him that he was doing all that great work. And he like, I think he just went into like a really niche market at a time where the kind of style of photography he does, even though it's digital, it looks like film. So it was at a time where, And even now, we are at a time where film photography is a lot needed. It's very needed in the market. I just feel like maybe not for all professional work, but there's definitely like a niche market for film photography or for film looked photography, like photography that looks like film. So you develop your presets and your colorways and the way you just develop and edit photos looks like film. And there is a market for that. And I think he really hit that market with kind of like a film grainy looking photographs for events and for artists. And it just did like he got more and more successful over time. And it was really freaking cool to see someone that I randomly met on like just a cold, you know, winter day while doing Segway tours. And I mean, I'm doing my thing now and he's doing his thing, and we still keep in touch from time to time, and it's great. I'd love to go to the Netherlands and like see him someday, because like we've talked so many times about like me going there and like hanging out and getting like taking photos and helping out for projects and stuff like that, like one another. And I think that date's gonna come in the future, and if it does come, that'd be so fucking dope to see him in person again and hang out after a couple of years and time has passed by, and just kind of like time kind of flew and we worked towards what we wanted and we got it. And then it's a real like feeling of appreciation for working hard and for achieving your dreams or your goals. And oh man, it's like so much respect. Like that hard work is so much respect for one another. But yeah, so one day I think I was just chilling at the co-working space that I'm working at right now. I'm even here today as well. And they've made these call booths that they're really dope, and we can use them for calls, of course. But they're also really good for podcasts. So most of the sound is isolated, and it's a very nice little booth place. And I thought I'd bring my like podcast equipment because I never really do. Because, you know, where would I record a podcast here? Now, I'm building my website, and so I'm currently uploading some things on the computer. And I was like, this is a perfect time to make a podcast and just, you know, use my time at its best. And so, one day I was just chilling here, and I got a message from him one day saying, like, hey, dude, I got this, like, are you still in Berlin? Like, and stuff. And I'm like, yeah, dude, I'm still hanging out around here, still living the life, doing my stuff. And he's like, oh, cool, that's super cool. I've got this this artist that she's gonna be coming, and yeah, would you be interested in like doing like a gig for her, like doing some photos and videos? And I'm like, yeah, hell yeah, man, that's dope. Let's get it, you know. And we just kept in touch, and he ended up giving me the details. So her name was Princess Nokia, and I was like, cool, you know, I had no idea of like who she is and whatever. And it got really interesting because as he was giving me more and more details and I started to do a little bit more research, I started to realize, oh, this is a pretty dope gig. And later he told me like, oh, it's you know, so this is like a week or a couple of days before the shoot, like 5 days to a week before the shoot. Basically he just told me, yeah, it's gonna be at this, like, I think actually, no, he didn't even tell me, to be honest. He didn't even tell me like where it's gonna be. It's just, he told me it's just gonna be a gig for Princess Nokia. And I was like, dope. And I ended up doing some like research on her on Spotify or whatever else. And I was like, oh, she's got some numbers, that's really cool. And you know, she's got some hip hop music and it's pretty dope. So I was like, fuck yeah, let's do it. You know, I'm down for it. And then I ended up getting in contact with her, I think business manager or her assistant. I forget. After I got in touch with her, she ended up sending me the details of like when the gig is going to be exactly and what place and what time and all of that stuff and what the offer is and just all of that business information. And she ended up telling me that the gig is at Lollapalooza, and I'm like, oh, cool, like, is that a festival, like, whatever? And she's like, it's a pretty big festival that happens, I think. To be honest, I still don't know. And I think it's a festival that happens all around the world, but they have it also in like cities. So like, it's kind of like city based, but worldwide based. Because I was talking to Elena yesterday, my friend Elena. She told me that apparently there's one in America, I think. And I was like, oh no, that's not the one that I did, because I told her the story yesterday. And I was like, no, that's not the one that I did in America. I did one in Berlin. So apparently it's a worldwide event festival, but they also have like, they're also city country based. So for example, they're going to have like, they have one in Berlin, I think, every single year. Yeah, I was like, I did a little bit of research. I was like, oh, this is a pretty big event, you know? And then I saw all the artists and everything. I'm like, well, this is a pretty big event. Like, wow. It was really cool to have an opportunity to do finally a gig for a big event. It was really exciting. And I realized that, so my, what they wanted is they wanted photos and a 1 minute video recap of the event, of her performance. And I realized, like, I can't do them on my own. Even though I thought I could, I prefer to have an assistant and someone with me that can help me out so that we can do this together. And I just called my buddy Alex and I was like, dude, I got this event going on. Would you be interested in helping me out with some video? I can handle the photo stuff, but I need some help with the video because I can't multitask all the time. I can, of course, like mostly in general, I am a hybrid shooter. I do both photography and filmmaking. And so for a lot of our clients that I have from my agency, which is Epic Avocado, a lot of our clients that I have are actually, they want photos and videos. So we go there, we do a day of shooting photos and videos. So I'm a hybrid shooter. I'm familiar with both photographs and videos, and I love both. I love videos a little bit more, but you know, that's a topic for a different time, or maybe I've already talked about this. And I was like, I'm gonna need some help from someone. So I was like, I might as well just hire someone to help me, you know? And I ended up telling Alex, yo, it's gonna be like this, you know, like a little music gig. Like, if you're down, like, let me know. And I think like after like the next day or something, he or the same day, he ended up playing with me. He's like, yeah, Dan, like what are the details, what is this up? And I'm like, oh, it's like this artist, like Princess Nokia, and she's gonna be playing at like Lollapalooza. And she's like, he was freaking out. He's like, what do you mean? Like, it was so funny because, you know, to me, you know, I didn't know that artist, and you know, I don't know this event. And I think a lot of us all the time, like even me, so this is like a perfect example. I do this all the time. I like idolize celebrities, you know, like Billie Eilish, for example. She's been growing so much over the past just 1 year, 2 years. Like, she's been growing so much. She's like, everyone knows who Billie Eilish is. But if you see her live, like if you just see her walking down the street, which I don't think it would happen, you would freak the fuck out. Like, you just freak, like, oh my God, you get starstruck, you know? But with Princess Nokia, it was very chill. I was like, yeah, like, you know, it's just an artist. It's just, you know, they're just people, you know? I forget that about that all the time, and I try to remind myself, like, they're just people. They're just another person like I am, you know? And they happen to be really good at what they do. And the fact that they have fame and all of that is kind of a byproduct, but at the same time, also a little bit of luck. And it's also a little bit weird that just the way we perceive celebrities nowadays, now that we have so many opportunities to like distribute what we make, and it's so easy and free, there's a lot of people just becoming celebrities and it's changing a little bit. It's changing a little bit. We still idealize very much celebrities. There's a lot of, you know, if you see videos of like people freaking out celebrities, I mean, I've been starstruck before by a celebrity, so I for sure know how it feels like, but I think I still haven't had a moment where it's been like a really, really big celebrity. But they're just people, man. Like, they're just like us, and you know, if you end up just, I'm sure that you, if you make time, and if, I mean, not if you make time, if they can make time to talk to you, and if you end up having a conversation with one of them, you're going to realize that they're just another human being, and they're just like you, they're just like me, and they just happen to be really good at what they do, but they just have a lot of attention on them at the moment. But anyway, it ended up really, really cool. It ended up being really cool for Alex, because he was like, he kind of knew about the festival and her. And I called my boy Stefano, and he was like, yo, Lollapalooza, that's sick, bro, can you get me in? Like, I couldn't get him in, unfortunately, because I was just like, I was too focused on the project that like I couldn't think about all the additional details that were optional and that I could add into it. But yeah, we ended up going to the festival. I ended up shooting, so the festival was Saturday and Sunday, and it's a two-day festival, and I ended up, so Princess Nokia was playing on Saturday night, and so yeah, we went around late afternoon, early evening, and then she came, we met her, I took some photos behind the scenes for her, and she did her performance, me and Alex shot the whole thing, and then after her, we chilled with for her for like 5 minutes, a little bit, just, yep. But that was it. It was a really great opportunity, work-wise, and also for a portfolio, and just event-wise. And it was crazy because that same weekend, we have this coffee roastery that's a client of ours, and I had to complete content of theirs that same weekend, like Saturday or Sunday, I had to like deliver it, and I was a little bit behind, you know? So I had to like kind of sit down and do a lot of work. And I remember like on the train back, like on Sunday. So basically after getting there on Saturday and after shooting it, me and Alex realized that we have passes for the whole event, like that we can go and shoot anyone. We had photo passes for the whole event, which was amazing, which was so, so cool to be able to shoot the whole event just because of one art. To be able to shoot the whole event just because of one artist was actually amazing, because you don't understand. At this event, there were really big artists playing. There were 21 Pilots, Hozier, Rex Orange County, Khaled, Black, you know, there's a lot of names. I can't even remember them all. And after that moment, we realized that we actually had after shooting her, we realized that we had an access to the whole event, to shoot, you know? And I was like, of course I'm going to take opportunity. And of course I'm going to grasp this opportunity and use it, you know, to my this message as best as I can, really. And so the next day, Sunday, we both went back and we went at different times because like I had like a lot of shit to edit and do, and he had his own stuff going on, my friend Alex, but he also wanted to shoot different artists. I wanted to shoot different artists, so we went at like different times, but we went for a little bit, we met for a little bit. I just like I had to repeat that a couple of times because I thought I sounded wrong. And the event, like, we just had so much fun. I had to hustle like so much, like on day two, on the way there and on the way back, like on the train, on the computer, editing photos, like just being so, so, so time efficient. It was crazy. It was crazy how much work I had to do. But I like when you're presented with an opportunity like that to go to an event like that and be able to shoot such amazing artists, like, you know, you take advantage of that. You just optimize your time and you try to get everything done. And you know, it sucks a little bit that I had this other project that I had to deal with at the same time and I had to deliver it and I had a deadline, but I had to make the best out of that opportunity, and just it was incredible. I couldn't miss it. And you know, really funny thing, I was talking about Billie Eilish earlier, and so, like I said, the event was 2 days, Saturday and Sunday, and Princess Nokia was playing on Saturday night. And after that, we had the realization of, oh, actually, we can shoot all the artists, you know? What I didn't know, you know, when we realized that, then it kind of like things started to click a little bit. On Saturday, so around, I think around morning or lunchtime, were two of the artists that were playing and that we had the opportunity to go and shoot, but didn't know because we didn't have the passes. Didn't have the passes before that. And just in general, like even if we went earlier, we could have done it, but we just didn't know like what possibilities we had, you know, what leverage we had. If we knew about that earlier, we would have taken advantage of it, but we just didn't. And so we missed actually a big opportunity, which, I mean, I'm not too bummed about, you know. Shit happens for a reason, you know. I said in the beginning of this podcast that I don't know if things happen for a reason or if things don't happen for a reason, but I think most of the time I think that things do happen for a reason because it helps me cope with it more easy. And it just makes more sense to me. It makes a little bit more sense to me. But two of the artists that we missed an opportunity on shooting out was Khaled and Billie Eilish, actually, which every time I kind of say it, even right now, I get goosebumps. And it's crazy that we had such an opportunity and we missed it, but we didn't know about it. Like, it's not like we could have just known about it, you know. On Saturday I kind of spent most of the day at home just like editing stuff, and I was like, what the fuck, you know, just really, really hustling and going at it and then doing my best to go to the Lollapalooza event and just do my job, shoot Princess Nokia, and I was actually going to get out, you know. I had no expectations for anything else until I did the research, and then I just had to like withhold myself. And even that night, I went earlier home to edit, went to sleep, didn't sleep that much, wake up earlier, edited until it was time to go out, went there the next day, shot on Sunday, Rex Orange County and Hozier. I missed Hozier a little bit. It was mostly Rex Orange County. which was awesome, which is actually pretty incredible. And I really hope so. I really got into event photography, and I'd love to be doing it more and more this year. It's been like so much fun. One of our clients from Epic Avocado is actually an event place where they have a lot of gigs, like music gigs and concerts and events. And I do a lot of their content, actually, mostly photographs, actually only photographs. I don't do any videos for them, which is pretty cool because it's time efficient. I really wanted to tell that story because it's so crazy what connections like that could do. Like the person that I met 2 years or like a year and a half prior to that while working in a Segway tour company, and he was just at a school trip with his friends from the Netherlands. Oh, he's from the Netherlands, by the way. And 2 years later, you know, he pitches me an event that he can do. So like basically I was in Berlin and he gives me an opportunity to do an event shooting for a big artist at a big festival, and you know, next thing you know, I'm there and doing it. It's crazy what connections like that can make, and I'm always trying to remind myself of that because I'm very introverted. I can like very easily stay away from like opportunities and like engaging, and like I just want to be home and kind of like working and editing. And I for sure do need social environments and friends like that, like everyone does, but at the same time, I just feel like really in my comfort zone at home. And I have to push myself more often to go out and meet people. And because like, it's crazy what kind of a connection, like how random that happened, but where that led to. I mean, I'm so incredibly thankful. Like that would have never happened if you know, you never know. That would have never happened if I never worked in a Segway tour company. You know, just giving tours around the city, you know, maybe it would have happened, but in a different way, you never know. But last night I went to my friend Karam and Elena's house, and I actually don't know them that well. I'm starting to get them to know more and more, and I'd love to have them on the podcast hopefully one day. And basically I was even debating myself if I should go last night or not, just to hang out, because they wanted to play board games. I was like, I was super down, but at that time I was already at another friend's house, and we were just making TikToks, because Sunday's my day for making TikToks. So I was at the other friend's house, who I met like 2 weeks before that, and he was also a new friend, and we were just like spend the whole day there with Winnie and my friend Ryan. That's his name. His name is Ryan. Why am I just not revealing names? And I'd love to have Ryan on the podcast one day as well. And so we spent most of the day, actually no, most of the afternoon there just making TikToks, and it's how I was just tired. But I love board games, so I was like, heck yeah. And long story short, I went there, we didn't play board games at all. We just ended up talking, the three of us, about like life and stuff and getting to know each other better. And we watched a couple of like short films on YouTube, and he showed me his short film, which I can't wait for it to come out, because he showed me a sneak preview yesterday. That I would love to share with you, or I would love to have him on a podcast maybe when it's out, or even have you, how even have him talk about it on the podcast before it comes out and after it comes out, and just get more awareness for it, because it's a really great like short film that it's an adventure that he did with his girlfriend. I'll leave that to him to talk about it. But if you get anything from this podcast, and I know this is at the end of the podcast, but if you leave with anything, please go out and make more connections, get more interested about people, and try to connect and resonate with more people. And you never know where that might lead you. You really never know. Like the most random connections might get you the weirdest, most crazy opportunities. And life is strange like that, but it ends up working out in the end. And just really keep doing what you love, keep going after what you love, and keep enjoying what you're making, push yourself out of your comfort zone when it comes to doing things like that. You know, I'm an introvert, so I know kind of like where my comfort zone is, and I sometimes forget that I am in my comfort zone, and so I have to push myself outside of it more. For sure. But yeah, guys, it's crazy. It's life is crazy. that's the podcast. Thanks so much for coming along for this episode. I had this thought of just recording it today because I was like, fuck it, you know, this is a great story to tell. It's even more great to go into it in details. And I'd love to start doing more event photography and filmmaking this year. It's been like such a fun year last year doing it. And I kind of like really want to dive into doing more of it. I love music so much. Like, I'm so addicted to music, but I don't have like the creative power to make it. You know, I've played the guitar a little bit over the past couple of years. I've stopped. But I don't say I have any musical talent, and I haven't put that much like work really into it to be able to do it. I did sing when I was a kid and all that stuff, but I just ended up doing different things, and I'm still very happy with what I'm doing. But for music, like, I don't have the creative talent to be making it. But I can make photos and videos, and therefore I complete the circle. You know, music is not visual, and it's to be able to add something to it. Therefore, the visuals, the photos, or the videos to the music. Well, actually, photos doesn't make sense, but to the performance. To the experience that you would be there and having the experience, and to make a video around that and take photos around that, you just complete the circle, and it's a beautiful thing. And so I'd love to be doing more music events this year. I'm really getting into it. And so yeah, guys, thank you so much for coming for this podcast. I really appreciate the heck out of you. I really hope you enjoyed it, and this story inspired you maybe to get out of your comfort zone a little bit more and meet some more people and just try to connect and resonate with more people. I guess if you think always constantly all the time that, okay, this time this person will get me this gig next year, like, just be in the moment, meet people, have fun, connect, resonate, and you know, talk about what you believe in, and talk about what you love, and continue to do that. And I think the pieces of the puzzle will slowly fall into place. I really believe that. I really do. Thank you, guys. I appreciate the heck out of you. Thanks so much for coming. If you enjoy this podcast, please leave a rating or a review. I haven't asked that for the longest time. And since you're here at the end of the podcast, and if you're still here, I'd really appreciate it if you take like an extra minute or two to just like leave a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. It means the world to me. I just want to get this podcast to more and more people. I want more people to be, educated by it. I want more people to come on it. I want to get more artists, more entrepreneurs, more creatives on it. And, I just want to inspire more people to really like, pursue a creative field job, like I am, and yeah, I really hope to be able to do that more and more. So, thank you so much. I appreciate the heck out of you. Follow and subscribe to this podcast if you really enjoy listening to it and don't want to miss another episode. And I will see you in the next one. Peace out, guys. Much love.